بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا جيم وين عم لسن صاحب رحمة الله عليه. Gave a story. His lessons would come through illustrations. And if you grasp the illustration, then you know the concept, you know the direction, you know what he's getting at. So he gave a story of a washerman. The royal clothing used to come to the washerwoman for washing, ironing, and by the time this washerwoman's son got to know that it was the royal dressing that he was washing up. So when he got to know that it was the royal dressing that he wanted to see, so he saw the princess's clothing. When he saw the princess's clothing, immediately it affected his heart. The thought that ran came across his heart, that if the clothing is so beautiful, then what must be the person like? In this world, we don't see Allah Ta'ala directly. فَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. But you see the effects of His mercy. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala demonstrates His mercy to us. Sometimes with children, sometimes with clothing, sometimes with wealth, sometimes with health. And a variety of things, He shows His mercy, His love to us. Azizi Rahmatullah used to say, "Main to mohabbat ka pyaasa hoon. If I am starving of something, then I'm starving of mohabbat, of love. This path of love really expedites the journey. One is to go by the book, it's good, but then there is a way to expedite the whole journey. How do we expedite this journey? The example that is given normally is you've got, say, 100 hectares of land and you need to do some farming, right, on the land. So one way is to clean the land, weed the wetland, take all the obstructions out and soften the land, then start planting. So if you're going to do that in the 100 hectares, as you will weed and soften the sand here, and you go on forward, the weeds will come up here again. So it becomes a very complicated and long process. So the easier way to expedite the whole process is to burn the whole thing. So if you burn it, just throw some kerosene or petrol and light it up, and within minutes the whole thing will be burned down. So this nafs that we have got, the weed that we have got within us, the nafs, and that has to be burned down. And if we're going to try and work out and smash each wrong that is in the nafs, it's going to take a mighty long time. And an easy way to destroy the whole thing is with the fire of love. Once you've got the fire of love, then love will in itself push you. It won't leave you still, provided it's love. As Mufsab Rahmatullah says, once I was in Nizamuddin, and as Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah was towards his end, and as Sheikh Rahmatullah used to advise his people to go and spend some time there. Manzoor Nomani Sahib, Alimiya Sahib Rahmatullah, all of them, towards the end they had spent some time. Whilst Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah was there, Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah asked him, "Mashaykh jo apne logo ko ijazat aur khalifa banate, aapko maalum bhi hai ki ijazat kya cheez hai?" Yeah, the mashaykh, they give ijazat and make their people, selected people, khalifas. "Then do you know what's the meaning?" He said, "I don't know the meaning." Others used to be very, very free person, nothing, not holding back anything. Simple, clear, absolutely honest. He would say things as they were. That is why they say that as you wish to progress, the simple ways, have that open relationship. And at some point, you need to tell everything of your life, tell him. Whatever mess up you made, or you've got now, as you stand, whatever mess up, small to big, in the recent past, or in the past, say, 3, 4, 5 years, the wrongs that you have till now, everything, just spew everything out. So, in so doing, what happens? He gets a true picture of yourself. You know, my one cousin is a doctor, so he says he sees the sugar patients. So the sugar patients, what they do? They know they're going to come and check him up weekly or fortnightly. So 3-4 days before the checking up, they'll control themselves, they'll discipline themselves. So they get a good reading and they go on. So they're deceiving themselves, obviously. They're not going to get anywhere in this way. The right thing is to have a long-term reading. The last 2 weeks, how have you been behaving? Just coming and deceiving me on that day, that's not going to get you anywhere. Because you're going to recur. If you haven't given the whole story and you came up, so he doesn't have a good picture of yourself. That Shair, I think it was Jigar Muradabadi, when he came, so he had a different life altogether, drinking and whatever. So as he came for his Islam, reformation, correction, so he's there near the host, those that have seen Tanabon, sitting somewhere near the host, and he's getting his beard shaven. A little bit of beard he had, designer, and that was also being shaven. The Mawla spotted this. He hadn't yet formally enlisted himself for beard, so Mawla thought to himself, if he couldn't keep a full beard, he shouldn't have taken this out as well. Why did he take it out? Anyway, thereafter, he came to speak to Mawlana. When he came to speak to Mawlana, then he spilled the beans and he says, Mawlana, I did this deliberately. I did this so that you see me in my true colors. You have a right, correct, honest opinion about me. I'm going to put up a small beard tomorrow, I'm going to shave the thing. You're going to get a false opinion of me and you're going to direct me accordingly. But you tell me exactly what you are. If I tell you exactly what I am, then you know how to work on me. How to manipulate me, how to correct me, how to adjust me. You know it. Like the X-ray machine or the physician that's seen you for some time. He knows, all right, this is his past. And how do I go about correcting and working this person? Rather than you trying to create an impression, and then he takes you according to the impression that you have given. So rather, the whole past, you know, this is the person, and I know what it is like. He's being true and honest to me. Now I know how to work him. So Mustafa Rahman was like this. Never he wouldn't hide anything, small or big, from his seniors and elders. So his seniors were ever happy with him. I'd seen him with all of his seniors and his juniors, but there was such a relationship and such an affinity. Then I just boil it down to his truth and truth through his being a very honest and upright person. Nothing hidden, nothing hidden, nothing concealed, nothing covered. Exactly like you see the person, his front, and that's his inside. It's not a different inside and a different outside. So anyway, once, whilst he was there, by Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, towards the ending of his life. And Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh asked him, do you know what is this ijazat all about? I don't know. So he says, what happens is the student, call him a murid, call him a student, he builds up an affinity with his sheikh after he listens to him and he carries out his instruction, etc. Whatever guidance, directives he's getting, then he carries it out diligently. And when he carries it out diligently, then he builds up an affinity. Right? And when he builds up this affinity, then he has such an affinity and bond that he can't see a wrong in the Shaykh. His eyes as though are mesmerized. He just sees love, nothing else. So from that affinity, it goes on, it progresses. Onto muhabbat, that's the word that is used. From affinity to muhabbat. And then from muhabbat, he builds up again, right to the level of ishq. So that ishq is the highest stage of love. You know, you have love, and I don't know, in English there's another word for some word for the highest levels of love. I don't know if it's infatuation. Infatuation, some say it's not right. I don't know whatever the lughat is now. But it's the highest level of love, right? So you are a captive of love, as though you are captured by love. And when you're captured by love, then you only see just the good in the person. You can't see wrong. You're captured by love. At this stage, you just want to be kind to the person. You want to show love. So you forget your rest. You forget your aram. You forget your ease. The foremost thing in your life is his rest, his comfort, his pleasure. That's the thing that overwhelms your mind. So when the Shaykh sees that this person has built up this type of a relationship of ishq, then does the Shaykh tell his murid, who is student, the type of affinity and bond and love that you show me, now I give you the permission to show this type of love to the entire creation. This is what is called ijazat. See, as you build yourself up, came up, slow, you came up. And you build up a deep attachment. And the attachment went into love. And the love then escalated to the highest level of love. And then when you have come to this level, then you say, all right, see the type of relationship you've got with me. Now, I give you the permission to have the same type of relationship with all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So when I reflected over this story, this incident, and Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah explaining this, so I bring it down to love, right? And I feel sincerely that this is what we're short of today. That we have got the amal, some actions, deeds and all that. But then talk about that level of love, then I don't see that. And whereas this is that fire, then it'll just take you. You've got that and it just moves. You just expedite the journey. Just takes you from one end to the other end. So now this love has to be built. And then there are different ways that are shown how to build love. One youngster, when I spoke about muhabbat, I think 15, 16 years, 17 years of age. So he said, well, how you get love? So he had some history, that youngster had history. So I told him, if I give you an example from your own life, will you not take offense? No, I want to know it. Now he gave me the permission to quote from his own life. I knew his past. So I told him, you know, you had that girlfriend and you made istighfar and tawbah, right? Then someone came to teach you how to show love. So no, I knew the whole thing. Muhabbat khud tujhe adab muhabbat sikha degi. You begin to love, and love will teach you, all right, this is a step, next step, third step, fourth step. Muhabbat will guide you. It will push you. It won't leave you at ease. As Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah says, and initially he was doing his islah by Muhammad Ganguri Rahmatullah, and after he had passed on, it went on to Muhammad Sanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah. So he says, I used to be my Muhammad Ganguri Rahmatullah, maybe until about the age of 19, until he had passed on. So I used to be in my apartment, and more I used to be resting, and at intervals I would go and see, just to take a glimpse at his face. And sometimes the thought, maybe a fly is troubling him, his sleep, let me go and just check up again. And I would tiptoe without the slightest disturbance, I won't disturb him. I'm entering, so I may just cause a little bit of a disturbance. But that love was such, it was burning love. And then you saw a personality like Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah. They didn't come just up. They didn't just come up like that overnight. So it was that love that they had built themselves. So we're talking about the story of that washerman or the son, right? Son of the washer lady, Dhobi. So he saw the clothing or libas dekh karke malboos ki mohabbat ho gayi. When he saw the clothing of the princess, then that impressed him. Princess's clothing impressed. See that? Okay. If the clothing is so beautiful, then what she may be like? So at times we look at the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Or in our youth, maybe some stupid things we have done. We were impressed with beauty, right? Girls, whatever, Allah make us muff, all that, right? But then the beauty that we see, Allah, is not even a minuscule reflection of the glory and the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. What will Allah be like? Because any beauty that you see here, beyond the beauty is dirt and filth, right? If that beauty, fast forward it in age, what happens? Ugly, right? And if that thing doesn't clean itself, doesn't brush the teeth, what is it? It's stench, right? So beyond that, it's just stench, right? And it is the way of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala covers the stench, the dirt, that filth. Allah Ta'ala has covered it, right? He's got his beautiful ways just to cover us so that we are appealing to our spouses, right? But that's, again, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, that we got stench within us. But he's made ways whereby we can cover our stench, the dirt. Otherwise, you go see, look at a carnivorous animal at close proximity. If it's not attended to the type of stench that comes out from its mouth, you can't stand near there. You can't stand. The stench is so heavy. So if you are left, then you could well imagine what could that stench be like. So Allah Pak got his ways that you cover your filth, etc. Cover it so that you are appealing to each other. So when his creation is so much, right, that you get overwhelmed with beauty, right? You die because of beauty, you want to give your life, you want to make the biggest of sacrifices because of your beauty, then the creator of beauty, how beautiful he must be like. And we are just a minuscule, not even a minuscule, of the reflection of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So when you're looking at something, then look at his magnificence, look at his beauty, look at his glory, close your eyes, think for the moment, see this is so great, what will Allah Ta'ala be like? What will his beauty like? That is perpetual, never fading, never rotting, never decaying, never declining. It's just perpetual. It's perpetual. The Jannati, when he will go into Jannat, and he'll have the first glimpse of just the Hur. And the Hur also is just a minuscule glimpse of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, grandeur of Allah Ta'ala. He'll be so overwhelmed with its beauty that he'll be struck, confounded. And he will just keep staring. He's so struck will he be. For 500 years he will just stare. He's so overwhelmed that he will never see something like this. 500 years, imagine just watching. He's so struck with shock. This is the beauty, this is the level. And that also, I say, is just a minuscule of his glory. So what will Allah Ta'ala, what is Allah Ta'ala like? So when we see the different things around us, then let our minds just wonder in the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Don't you see his greatness in different ways you can see it, but in a single tsunami, and he can just wipe out millions of people, buildings, people, motor cars, everything. In 5 minutes, everything is just down. Class. End of it. Don't you see it? If there's a fire, some years back, there was a fire in the jungles, in the bushes there, in Tonga to Stenga. I think in a week, about 100 kilometers of land was just burnt out. Everything is flat. So you see the greatness, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala. In minutes, it can just be turned around. The beauty is so great. The majesty is so great. So look at his majesty. Look at his grandeur. Right. These are things that we need to reflect, think about. So you bring some type of meaning to your ibadat. You know, say, Subhanallah, one who is free of all blemish, all weaknesses, no weakness in him. As far as every other creation is concerned, you've got some limitation or some weakness. Don't you have some fault? Some weakness, some you have to sleep, right? You get hungry. So Allah is free of all, he doesn't need all these things. Right? It's no limitations. So now this washerman, when he saw this, so he couldn't withstand it. So he goes up to his mother and he says to his mother, "Ma, you're washing the clothing, but this clothing here that belongs to the princess, let me be in charge of it. I will wash that thing." See that he hasn't seen the princess, but just the clothing, and the clothing created that infatuation. I will wash it. Motherly love, mother, you know, you want something, so you don't go to your father. You know, the weak spot is go through the mother. Bhai, ye vaasta se chalna dunya mein bhi hai aur akhirat mein bhi hai. You know, you go through via, here also. You know, things don't happen directly. It happens through some means. Allah created the means, sometimes via the Nabi, then the Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'een, Awliya, then we come up. We didn't just come up like that. So had Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have given to us everything directly. You have to go via, right? It doesn't happen directly. Though we have the conviction that it's not the means that he's doing, it is Allah Ta'ala that he's doing, but it is these means that we have to respect. You come to the world, not direct. Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have told all the people of the world, made an announcement, all of the people of the world, whoever want children, today I'm going to rain children from the skies. So just open your hands and take your lot. But he didn't want to do it like that. He said, via great-grandfather, grandfather, father, then you come up. But wasn't it within his kudrat to send it direct? He wanted to send heed. He would have sent it direct. But no, he sent it through the sun. Through the sun, he sends it through. But nothing was stopping him to send it directly. So the world works like that. That you will go through the means, but you don't fix your sight to the means. Fix it to the Allah Ta'ala. That's the test. The test is, don't you ever believe that the means is the doer. You respect the means. The father you respect. Because he is the means of your existence. The teacher, or the one that guided you in deen, you will respect because he is the means of your spiritual guidance, your spiritual existence, or that spiritual thing, whatever education you have got because of the teacher. So you respect him because he is the means of your spiritual existence. So Allah Ta'ala wants you to respect all this, love all these things. Though he is the one, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, he imparts the knowledge. The knowledge and all that, it's he that's given it to you. But he wants you, and he instructs you that you respect all these people. Respect your parents. So anyway, he took the clothing and he started washing it himself. Pressing it, ironing it, washing it, and giving it that immaculate look, you know. Love now. Love, it just turns your mind around. Muhabbat. Wajabat muhabbati lil mutazawilina fiyya wa lil mutahabina fiyya. Allah Pak says, my muhabbat is ordained, is decreed for those people who love each other just for my sake. For my sake, they love each other. You meet your elders only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but you're meeting them. Mutahabina fiyya. You're spending on each other only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. A jamaat came, ulama came to your district, right? Or some dini people came and you showed some respect. Only for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak says, my muhabbat, my love is ordained for you. I have decreed it. It's going to be in your heart. Do you show this type of love? Only for the sake of Allah, but meet the person. You don't have to give a gift, but meeting the person only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. المتزاولين فيها والمتحابين فيها والمتباذلين فيها, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala wants that we work on this muhabbat. We develop this muhabbat, we build on this muhabbat. Don't leave it stationary, don't leave it at one level, rather we build it up. See, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. But I show you something. You practice it and the love will just increase. So you have to love Allah Ta'ala and you have to love His bondsmen as well. It doesn't stop just by Allah Ta'ala. You love Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala's people, you love Him. For His sake, you love Him. Believers you love, you make salam. Why? Just to enhance muhabbat. Forget what he's been doing and how he's been treating you, or I don't know the person. But what does it cost us to smile at that person and make salam at him? And if he's, you see he's alright, he's not busy or something, make salam, you can shake hands. But now don't shake hands at any time now. He's got a kitab in his hand, reading Quran, shake hand. Be reasonable, but he's got a box in his hand, he says, Salaam alaikum, make Mustafa. Now what is he going to do? How is he going to carry that? How is he going to manage that? If he's alright, he's relaxed, then to shake hands is no problem. So to show love. You entered the house and you showed love. Mohabbat, smile, assalamu alaikum. And assalamu alaikum, not military style. Assalamu alaikum, not like that. With a bit of mohabbat. With a tone of mohabbat. You can say it also a military style. And you can say it to win the person's heart. Can't you say it? Can't you just change the tone a little bit? So there are ways how you're going to attract muhabbat, build muhabbat. After all, the muhabbat is the only thing that you ask Allah Ta'ala to sustain you with. Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. You don't say Allahumma atini hubbak. Allah Ta'ala, give me your love. No, sustain me with your love. Like how you are sustained with food, right? That you want to be sustained with love. So that means love is your sustenance. You got it, then you are sustained. You don't have it, you can't carry on. So you need the love to sustain you. وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّك, those that love you, Allah Ta'ala, Allah grant me their love as well. Not everybody, but those people that do love you, Allah Ta'ala grant me their muhabbat as well. And then grant me the loves of Muslims, right? Believers. اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربني إلى حبك. And works that will increase me, that will take me close to your muhabbat. One is your love, and the people that love you, right? And the works that will bring me to your love, will attract your attention. Can't be that. So this is a dua that we're supposed to be making regularly. So anyway, we're talking about this washerman, right? So he's taken the clothing and he's doing it personally, washing it, ironing it, pressing it, and he's having it packed and sent. But you know, muhabbat, for when it is for Allah Ta'ala, then it improves your condition in every respect. But if it's for material, then it can be dangerous. It's anything other than Allah Ta'ala, it can be dangerous. Now, this washerman, his condition began to deteriorate because he's got an extreme love for this person, but he's not getting to meet her. So his condition is just going down. It's going down, melting away. Now mother is seeing what's going on to the child and she understands that this is the problem. You've got the love, you're not getting to meet her, so you are melting away. So now she, in her naivety, she doesn't understand these things. An ordinary, simple woman of that class, right? In India, we have that class conditions, right? She doesn't know about it. That is a psychological thing. That it will just melt you. So she thought she will cure the situation, and she just told him, you know the person that you love, she died. She had to say this much. He's got a heart attack and he died straight away. He couldn't withstand. He said, I've been living for this person, I haven't seen her, and she's died. So what's the meaning of life? You see that love was so deeply entrenched. Anyway, on the side of the princess, now the clothing had to be washed, iron pressed and sent back, right? Now, the princess didn't find that type of finish now. You know, there was a touch on this thing here that was different. You know, kisi cheez ko koi mohabbat se bhejta hai to uska asar kuch aur hota hai. The wife laid down the dastarkhan for you, right? It will be something different. And especially if it's a woman, a little bit smart she is, right? She will put the plate, the different varieties, and the kachumar, whatever else, right? And if she's a little bit more smart, she'll put a rose on the one side, some leaves on the other end. She'll really catch you. So this princess is not noticing that same touch, that same finish that she used to see. And this washerwoman is not telling her, no, why don't you see the touch? No, don't worry about it. Now you must tell me. When she saw this repeatedly, you must tell me. She said, no, this is what happened. This is a story. Because she was afraid now that washermen, really in India and all that, they are of the lowest class. See, they have a class problem in India. So they belong to the lowest class. And he ever, even thinking of the princess would have been a serious crime. So she tried to brush it off. But when this one insisted, she spilled the beans. When she heard about it, she thought for a moment that this person hasn't seen me, just saw my clothing and he became infatuated. Had he seen me, what would have happened? And she became so overwhelmed that in a day she died. See this muhabbat. So the muhabbat got an asar of its own, got an effect of its own. But if it is just connected to the right place, to Allah Ta'ala, then you will see miracles happening. What wrong couldn't leave you in years, now in seconds, they're just vanishing away. Now, like I say, it's that fire. And once you spill the kerosene and you set it alight, what couldn't leave you in years, in seconds, the whole thing is burnt down. So this muhabbat, and we need to think of ways, how are we going to escalate this muhabbat? Simple, one thing is to reflect. I showed you about the glory, the beauty, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. His kindness, right? How kind he's been to us. One simple thing of kindness. See, you sit on a dastarkhan, on a table to eat, right? Compare yourself to another animal. In one respect, you're an animal, right? Right? A beast. Then Allah Pak escalated you from a beast to a man, right? Human being. That thing eats also, and you also eat. But is there any beauty, any respect, any dignity, or how it eats? You just give it the scrap, or that thing just eating from the ground, and it carries on. There is no variety, there is no setting up, there is no cleanliness, there is no sort of dignified, no dignity about it, nothing. But when Hazrat Insan is sitting down to eat, like I tell you, if the princess is laying down your table, what will happen? She'll put the juice, some cold drink, some water, then this variety, what, and how they lay it out. Mawlana Abdullah is listening very, very attentively. So, to look at, to enjoy the gifts of Allah Ta'ala, and then within the gifts of Allah Ta'ala, that is reflecting His beauty. See, the gift is a reflection of His beauty. It's a reflection of His love. That Allah Pak, there is someone that loves me so much. Say, Subhanallah. There is someone out there that loves me so much. That I am such a gunegar, criminal of the first order. And He loves me so much. He is giving me like this. He's been so kind, so courteous, so kind. How great is my Allah Ta'ala? How loving is He? So when you're going to think like this, then He's going to escalate your love. So one is, you ponder about the love of Allah Ta'ala. As you're enjoying things, right? You ate, and then a few hours later, then you went to toilet. Hey, how kind is Allah Ta'ala? That thing got stuck in my system. What would have happened? The water came out, the mist came out. I feel so relieved. And how kind is my Allah Ta'ala? He made all the systems work correctly that I'm so relieved, I'm feeling so comfortable. Alhamdulillah. You are keep doing, you will say, Alhamdulillah. Can't we reflect a little bit of His glory, beauty? See, that's why I say, when we sit in our cubicles, we think about this thing here. That's the reason why we don't talk too much. We give ourselves a chance, all right, let us think. We read Quran Sharif, did our work. Now let us think, let us reflect a little bit. The glory, the beauty, the kindness, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the first thing. The second thing is, those that have the love of Allah Ta'ala, at intervals you go and sit by them. See, they've got, they are charged. So you need to get yourself charged. Sitting by them, it charges you. Right? And the third thing you can do is, then you ask, beg Allah Ta'ala, I am unworthy. But Allah Ta'ala, like you love me, for no reason, Allah Ta'ala, give me a spark of your love. Just a spark of your love I need. Cry for it. And you see then, you become a different person. Your whole mindset is different. Your attitude is different. Your ways, mannerisms differ. Begin to change. Allah Ta'ala grant us His muhabbat.